So nice to have you with us and to introduce our next guest, our first real conversation, first opportunity with a gentleman who is a neuroscientist, academic leader, concussion researcher of great note. He's, in fact, the winner of the prestigious MacArthur Fellowship Award for his innovative work on the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of sport-related concussions. And he happened to be named the president of Michigan State University and started that job March 4th of this year. It is with a great deal of pleasure and an honor to welcome Dr. Kevin Guskowitz from the Michigan State University to the Paul W. Smith Focus Show. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks so much, Paul W., if I may. I understand that that's what you like to go by, and it's an honor to be with you today.
You can call me whatever you'd like, but Paul or Paul W. is preferred around these places for people I get to spend some time with, and I sure hope that we get to spend time with you. As you know, I'm sure people have told you already, WJR Radio and Michigan State have a very important long-term relationship.
I've heard that, and I look forward to, hopefully this is the first of many opportunities to spend some time together, and I'm a big believer in partnerships, and there's a lot of great things happening here on campus, and I'll always welcome the opportunity to spend some time to get the great word out of the amazing things that are happening here.
We will always welcome you for that, and speaking of great partnerships, you've got a great one going with Henry Ford.
We do. We're really excited about the Henry Ford Health Partnership, Henry Ford MSU, as we're calling it. And I think this is the catalyst for change. It's reimagining how we think about, innovate, and deliver health and wellness to our communities. And no more important community than that in the surrounding Detroit area, metropolitan area, and the great work that it happens across the state of Michigan, and we need to make sure we have a healthy community across the state. We're going to work really hard alongside Henry Ford Health to make new discoveries through research, but make sure we have the clinical care that's needed to take care of our Michiganders.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the relatively new relationship that MSU has with our Golden Tower of the Fisher Building in the heart of the New Center area in Detroit.
Yeah, we're happy to be a part of that. There's a lot that's happening in that region. I've spent a lot of time with Bob Riney, the CEO there, and who's really excited. I know he said this is one of the most important projects that he'll be a part of in his role. And but I think building out the research that's happening there and the impact that it'll have as a researcher myself, a clinical researcher myself, I believe this is the responsibility of a great public research university like Michigan State University.
Dr. Kevin Guskowitz with us, the new president of Michigan State University. And you've been on a listening and learning tour in this first month and a half. How's that been going?
It's great, Paul. We've had, I think I'm now had about 21 stops on a 48-stop a listening and learning tour across all the colleges and administrative units. Still have several to go, but I think my biggest takeaway so far is that this university has so many great stories to tell, especially when it comes to our, again, groundbreaking research, innovative teaching and learning, that a lot of that work happens through interdisciplinary initiatives that I think is unique to Michigan State. A lot of institutions that I'm familiar with, they sort of work in silos. And I think the way that we identify and ultimately solve the grand challenges that we face is to work across these disciplines. And, you got to have the sciences and biomedical researchers working closely with our humanists and our music and arts scholars to better appreciate the new technologies, new medical interventions, et cetera. So I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited. Here, let's bring the music down. I have to take him a little longer because there's two other things. One is I am impressed with the confidence one has to have to step into this great university that's been racked with problems, a number of them over the last few years. And certainly you were well aware of that, but you are confident that you can overcome these things and start a really new day that all the students and alums certainly deserve at Michigan State University.
It's a great question, and the answer is yes. I'm a believer in looking toward the future with on the side of every challenge or multiple opportunities, and I'm already identifying those opportunities, and one of them we just talked about with Henry Ford, and we've got a great opportunity here with our new Engineering and Digital Innovation Center that's going to help create new jobs and prepare our graduates for an evolving workforce for jobs and careers that don't even yet exist today. And so the future is bright for Michigan State, and we're focused on the future and all the positive opportunities that are there.
You will find us to be willing and able partners to help you in any and every way we possibly can. And congratulations on graduating 9,000 Spartans, I think, next Friday with commencement. And one of the guest speakers I wholeheartedly endorse, and I'm thrilled to hear that Mark D'Antonio is going to be one of your special speakers for graduation.
Coach D'Antonio is an amazing Spartan, as you know, and I had a chance to have dinner with him in Minneapolis back during the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. And he and I gave a talk years ago in Dallas, Texas at a coaches convention. There were about 5,000 coaches at the Anatole Hotel there. They were there to listen to him, but I was invited to talk on sport-related concussions right before him. I was his opening act, and we certainly didn't know each other then, but let me just say that I think they were there to listen to Coach and not me. But that was the beginning of sort of our relationship, and I'm so thrilled he's still part of the Spartan community here.
Don't sell yourself short. Your influence on the guidelines for concussion protocols in the NFL and in college ball are spectacular and life-saving, and we congratulate you for that. We congratulate you for the new job as president of Michigan State University. Stay in touch, sir.
Thanks so much, Paul W. Looking forward to it.
As we continue, In Focus on WJR.